Log.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello everyone, join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. We're just welcoming everybody, and this is an hour of inspirational food for the soul. And we love to have different kinds of menu topics. And tonight we've got a special chef sitting right here in our little wonderful Thai restaurant tonight. Miss Dawn Marie is with us from all the way from Palm Springs. So, hey, Dawn, how are you doing tonight?
I'm
doing great. How is everybody?
Everybody's good.
Everybody's good. Okay, that means Jamie's good. Okay, and how's Miss Gloria tonight? Miss Gloria's sitting with us as well.
You know, I am phenomenal.
Oh, I love that word, phenomenal. She's phenomenal. Yes, she is. Okay, so we are at the wonderful Thai restaurant, and since we have our guest chef, we're asking for her little specialties on that. So, Dawn, what do you think we should have for our appetizers tonight?
I think we should start with some spring rolls and maybe some of that wonderful, I think it's lettuce wraps with the peanut dressing.
Uh-huh. Always the peanut dressing because those stuff is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yum. And
Gotta have it.
Okay. It's so good.
And I think some of those the seitans, isn't that what it's called when they have those chicken shish kebab kind of things? Those are always really good too. Saute.
Very good.
Saute. Okay, we're gonna have sautés. So, Dawn Marie
go ahead. I'm putting advanced dibs in for the mango and sticky rice for.
Yeah, it's for dessert. Okay. Oh, and I hopefully it's still in season. I don't know because that's such a specialty thing. Now that it's gotten cold and we're dealing with coming into the holidays here, we're going to pull a miracle. I know. We might have to have a couple minutes to talk about Thanksgiving and see how that was for everybody. But just a reminder, our listeners again, everybody who's not able to join us at the cafe tonight in person, the number again is 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206, or go over to the Transformation Cafe going into the chat room, and I am keeping an eye on that for you guys today, so if anybody wants to get in there, we'll definitely try to get your question or conversation on, and just go ahead and push 1 if you want to get into the switchboard, and I'm sure that Dawn Marie can answer any question that you want to throw her direction. We'll just see what happens with that, so there you go. So Dawn is a certified trainer of Theta Healing. And she's certified in the science of Theta Healing Master. She's an instructor, and she offers 8 of the Theta Healings practitioner courses in Palm Springs, California. And I had the pleasure of speaking to her before I had before any of our regulars remember that I had gone over to Palm Springs to do a guest speaking engagement at Interfaith Chapel Church that they have over in Palm Springs. And Dawn Marie helps to run their little radio show off of Blog Talk Radio as well. So her and I got to have a little conversation on a Thursday before I went on that following Tuesday to go ahead and do my talk. So Dawn Marie, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just got out of class and off to the cafe I came.
There you go. Well, you know what? That's the best thing to do after class is just go grab a bite to eat and have some wonderful conversation, right? I mean, everybody loves to do that. So we are just right in gear with what we should be doing on that. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and your passion for Theta Healing?
Well, it all began about a little over 2 years ago. It's been a very, very accelerated path for me. I had my spiritual awakening probably about 3 years ago. And, you know, a lot of people will laugh that it was through actually the movie The Secret, but it woke me up. And I had realized that I had been doing the concepts of law of attraction all my life. I just didn't know there was a label or name to it, and that there was actually a philosophy and communities out there that believed this way. And so as I started to pursue this learning and, you know, learning this, I found Interfaith Spiritual Center in Palm Springs. And the wonderful thing is as Robin knows, every Wednesday night they have a guest speaker that comes in, and they're open to all different modalities and metaphysical transformation stuff. And it just, it was incredible. And I think it was like the third or fourth time I was there, a Theta Healing instructor showed up and explained Theta Healing, and it was amazing to me because I just immediately resonated with it and began learning it just for my own transformation. And it was just going to be a self-discovery thing on my own. I was working a position that I was making six digits, and I was very happy with what I was doing. And so I just started working, learning this technique. And on November 11th, in the 11th hour, it was 2 years ago, I, along with 100 other coworkers, were called in, and we were laid off. And this peace just came over me, and I realized, well, this is a big sign from the universe that I'm supposed to step into this healing modality as a practitioner full time. So that's kind of what happened, and it took me about 5 months to get my ducks in a row. I had a marketing background, and so I had immediately put a website together, and I invited 2,500 of my closest friends and family to do a free session. And I knew it was a numbers game, and 50 of them took me up on it. I kind of thought, well, you know what? If thousands take me up, I'll just have to block off a certain number every week, and just if it has to go out a year, I'll do that. But 50 people did, and that was good, except I was petrified to do it. And they sat there from Christmas till March, and I kept putting it off and telling everyone I'm not ready yet. I just need one more class. And finally, someone wrestled me. And really needed a healing. And so I did my first one, and it opened the floodgates, and what the fears that I was holding on to were immediately released. And so it turned out fine. And from that point on, what I do is I do free consultations, and I'll explain more about what Theta Healing is. I realize I'm not saying that, but just wanted to give you my story. So from that point on, I was giving free consultations, and that was my internship. That was how I wanted to give back and tie it back to the universe. And then once a person did their free consultation, a lot of times they stayed with me. And so over the last 16 months, I've done over 1,000 sessions, and doors just started opening for me to get scholarships to continue my learning. And over the summer, I was blessed to have an opportunity to leave for 4 months to go up to Idaho, where the founder of Theta Healing resides. And she's got a big institute up there called Think Institute, which just means Theta Healing Institute of Knowledge. And there's four different levels that you can go through, practitioner, instructor, master, and certificate of science. And I was able to go through all the schooling. And it's just been a wild ride, if I could say that. It's just been wonderful.
So you have a certificate of science.
Yes, it's a certificate of science.
Okay, and was that with Biona? Or Biona?
What was that? Oh, yeah,
Biona. Was that yours? Was it Biona?
You know how you pronounce it? It's like Diana, but it's Viana. So it's Viana.
Okay. Biana.
Biana.
Biana Stiebel.
Biana.
Yes.
Yeah. Very unusual. Yeah, Biana.
So I'm really excited because since I have my certificate of science, there are tens of thousands of Theta Healing practitioners around the world. It is going like wildfire, but there's about 150 of us at the certificate of science level, which means that we now will have the opportunity, if we choose, to open up a school, and it will be endorsed by Viana. And so real exciting, and that's why I have been, since I've been back, I've found again, the universe has just been opening doors. It's been wonderful, and I was able to find a building space and open up the school already. It's been amazing. So that's mine. I mean, it's been an accelerated time. I've learned so much in the last 2.5 years and seen so many healings done by people. But you tell me I don't want to talk so much, but I know I want
to
give
you
a breath.
You're the guest chef, so you're supposed to talk a lot, okay?
Okay.
Right.
That's okay. So I have so the name of your place is the Desert Theta Healing Center, right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's basically listed in Palm Springs. And actually, I went online before we went on the air, and if you go to their website, which is deserttheta.healing.com, it will go ahead and take you into the website where you can actually see a beautiful picture of Dawn Marie right there. And she's also got, like she was talking about with the Theta Healing, you can go to trytheta.com. And it automatically will put you into a position where you can sign up for that free session that she offers for people that are like first time people to be getting that experience. So that's really wonderful. So is this kind of similar to tapping? You familiar with tapping with the EFT?
No, but you know what's wonderful about Theta Healing is that we are very complementary of everything else. So we believe that all other modalities are wonderful. What Theta Healing is luckily she named it after exactly what it's about. Theta is the brain wave we access to do the healing. So there's 5 brain waves that we are all accessing all the time. It used to be believed that we were only in 1 brain wave at a time. And so if our eyes are open and we're learning and conversing, we're in a beta. And people used to believe you could only be in beta or 1 at a time. But we're actually in all 5. There's just going to be 1 or 2 that are going to be predominant any billionth of a second. And then next down from the brain wave, if you slow it down a little bit and you close your eyes, you go into alpha. And that's when we meditate, we go into alpha. The next one down is the theta brain wave. Now, the theta brain wave has some specialness to it. It's been being used since the 1970s by all the hypnotherapists, so they know that there's something special about it. It is a super learning, highly receptive brain wave that we believe that when you connect to the higher power, Theta Healing is a wonderful modality that mixes science and spirituality. So the only 2 prerequisites we believe in with Theta Healing is that you have to believe in a higher power, whatever that looks like to you, whatever you call that. You just have to believe that there's something larger than you out there. And the beauty of this is it crosses all over all religions. And the second thing is, as a Theta Healing practitioner, we must abide by the law of free will and free agency. And what that means is we go into someone's subconscious and we start shifting their beliefs around, and it's very important that we allow them their free will. A lot of people are sick because they want to be sick on a subconscious level. And once we point out what it is that's going on, a lot of times people want to just go ahead and stay there because it's safe for them and somehow it's serving them. So what's going on is we access a theta brainwave, and the theta brainwave is the key to your subconscious. And we have a ton of subconscious beliefs in our mind that we are completely unaware of that are running us. The subconscious mind is actually 88 to 95% of your brain or of your thought, and your conscious thought is really only 5 to 12%.
Isn't that amazing? That's so amazing.
It is amazing. And so people think that they're in complete control, but they're on autopilot in all aspects of their their lives. And so what I thought was really fascinating is, you know, as I was learning this whole process and I had just stepped into, the law of attraction and learning about it, I noticed in my life certain things came to me really easily. Like there had been times before I even understood the law of attraction, I had passed by a building and I knew I was going to work there. And then I got the job, and then maybe I wanted a car and I got the car I wanted. But maybe I wasn't able to get the love of my life, or I wasn't able to get, you know, something else in my life, maybe prosperity. And what I realized once I understood about Theta Healing is that the reason why sometimes we're able to manifest things very easily is simply because your subconscious is on board with you. So if your subconscious and your conscious are in agreement, you have the green light and you get what you want. And if your subconscious doesn't agree with your conscious, it's going to win. It's 88 to 95% of your thought. It's going to always win. It's a no-brainer. And the problem is, how do you get your subconscious on board if there's something you want? And it's amazing. I mean, the whole subconscious, it's such a fascinating thing. We are carrying beliefs from the time that we were conceived up until the time that we were about 6 or 7 years old. We just accepted and beliefs from society, culture, our family, our friends, everything. We were just a sponge that was absorbing everything. So as an adult, there are many things in our subconscious that we probably don't believe we believe in. On a conscious level, we may not think that we are carrying a belief like money is the root of all evil. But if that was what was taught to you, or if that's what your society or your culture believed as you were growing up, then you have that belief. And then, so the beliefs that came to you when you were a child, they're really profound. They're really set in your subconscious. From the time that you were about 7 to 8, all the way through your present time, now you're making decisions on your own. Every day, as things come to you, you're making decisions whether to accept something or reject it. And if you've already been through an experience and it didn't have the favorable result, you're just going to push it away. So that seems really easy. So that's what we call our core life, is everything that's going on in our current life in our subconscious. But it gets even more complicated from there. We've also been inherited, or from our ancestors, we have inherited all these wonderful beliefs that were meant for survival, to help us, but a lot of them are limiting. So we are carrying genetic beliefs from our ancestors back 7 generations. So not only do we have all our own subconscious beliefs, we're carrying a lot of beliefs from them, and I will say a lot of them are very limiting. This goes into all different sorts of things.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do they know it's 7 generations?
Actually, that is something that Vianna teaches, and I don't know why exactly it's 7 generations, but that's what she explains to us. It may go back even farther. Vianna gets all her information. It's channeled to her, and so, you know, that's how it is. So, so that's what we're taught, 7 generations.
I like to be the heckler in the back of the class and always come up with these really odd questions.
Next time I ask her,
why is it 7? Yeah, you know.
Why not 15?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but I do know that your subconscious is not just in your head. A lot of people believe that the subconscious is located in your head. It is such a vast library of every experience and every moment that you've experienced, and as well all your ancestors have experienced, that it's located all the way around your body. And so, anyways, we have all these beliefs in our subconscious, and so something like maybe a fear or a phobia, you may have never even experienced it before yourself, like a fear of water, or maybe falling downstairs, or fear of heights, anything like that. It could simply be something that your ancestor has experienced, and so therefore it's already in your subconscious. It's like, beware of this. They're trying to help you, and I really believe that your subconscious thinks it's protecting you. It thinks it's a positive thing. But what happens is, yeah.
What I like to look at it as a genetic memory versus a genetic belief.
Okay. Memory, program, belief, they're all in Theta Healing, they're all pretty interchangeable. So, did you
that
have a question? Okay. All right.
I just wanted to add that, because some people might be saying, well, you know, why do I have a belief? Why did their belief come? But when you look at it as a genetic memory and it's programmed into your cellular structure, it seems to make a little bit more sense. on a scientific and or genetic level when you're looking at it. That was all.
No, that's good. Well, and I wanted to go back to just the concept when you were talking about the different levels. So we have the alpha, and then we have the beta, and then we're going to the theta. So is getting to that depth of theta, would they consider at that the same consciousness or sense of getting into that frequency of prayer?
Actually, with theta healing, it is what puts us into theta is when we send our consciousness up to the higher power, and we're able to reach a theta brainwaves in a billionth of a second. What used to take the sages of hours and hours of fasting and prayer, we can open up the pathways of our neurons and our brain to go into a theta brainwave very quickly. So with hypnotherapy, they're always trying to get the client into a theta brainwave. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult to get a client to someone that's never been hypnotized before to go into a theta brainwave. But as a theta healing practitioner, you're going into the theta brainwave yourself. You're not trying to do anything to the client. You're going into it yourself. And it's as you connect to the higher power that your brain shifts into a theta brainwave and it slows down. And once
do you think it's like the same consciousness of saying when you're going into deep prayer?
I think it's even deeper than that. Absolutely.
Deeper than that. Deep contemplation and just kind of very expansive opening to getting a message or whatever. Because I know when I'm doing any kind of like spiritual readings for people, I just really open myself up through a level of protection once I've done an invocation to whatever spirit wants to tell me.
Yeah, we found that when you get into the theta brainwave, that's really when the healings are really occurring. And what's happening is the client, the practitioner, goes into a theta brainwave, and the client is pulled into it as well. And so both. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool is that we've been doing a lot of studies over the summer with EEGs or EKGs, and doing a lot of brainwave. To prove what's going on, because a lot of people are like, you know, you can't go into a theta brainwave that quickly. But once you train your brain to do it, you can achieve it very quickly. And we can go from an alpha state to a theta state, back to a beta, and flip back and forth very quickly. And so what it's all about and how this whole process works is the practitioner goes into a theta brainwave and connects to the higher power, gets permission to connect to the client. And what we do is we go through a process and we discover we take a little journey and we discover what's in the client's, whatever the block is on a subconscious level. Whatever negativity that person is experiencing, however it's transforming into their lives, whether it's prosperity or relationships or pain or a disease, on some level, this is what I was saying earlier, and I know most of your listeners are probably open to this concept, but maybe some of them, this is a new idea, and sometimes it's hard to wrap your brain around it, but we all have things in our life because we've called it in, and on some level, it's serving us. So we're able, in a theta healing session, to dig down, and that's what we call digging down, we dig down into the subconscious to determine where the block is coming from. So if there's an issue with prosperity, where did it originate from and where is it coming from? And usually it's like a complete dotted line and it goes to something else. It has absolutely nothing to do with prosperity. It may come down to something, some trauma that was experienced as a child or something that happened to an ancestor. We discover what it is. And this is a process that's an intuitive process. And as well, we utilize muscle testing, which is kinesiology. And the client feels this is resonating with the client, and they're seeing proof through the muscle testing that we're on the right track. Once we discover what the bottom belief is, why this is in place, so if it's a prosperity issue, let's say someone really is having a problem with worthiness, and really that's just how the feeling of unworthiness is manifesting. It's coming through in ways of poverty. Once we're able to pull in the subconscious this belief of that I am unworthy and shift that belief to a positive one, then all of a sudden the prosperity block goes away. And this happens for little things like allergies and asthma and prosperity and phobias and fears. And it happens for big things like diseases like cancer and HIV and AIDS and even broken bones. It's really based on what the client's belief system is. And we can go into the subconscious and shift those beliefs. So even if you come to me with a belief that I'm unworthy of being healed and that it's dangerous for me to do holistic healings or a whole bunch of different things that are in our subconscious, we can shift those, but it's based on if the client really wants to shift or not. So
mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
Have you had anybody with, like, say, a cancer or some kind of a more serious disease that just pretty much had just an instantaneous change?
I have definitely not, I don't know about instantaneous, but I have a HIV client that I have done several sessions on, and his viral load has went down quite a bit. He was, you know, one thing that we do with Theta Healing is we're very, very careful that we're complementary to Western medicine. We're not anti-doctors, and we don't tell people to get off their medicines. So if mm-hmm. I do some work on someone, I don't say, okay, now you're healed, and just, you know, forget taking your medicine, especially if you're a diabetic. We just say, you know, just continue on and go to the doctor, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so he went to the doctor, and his viral loads, the viral counts were way down, and his energy came back. He was able to do a lot of things. When we first started doing the sessions, he was sleeping like 16 hours a day. His energy came back. He was functioning, like getting up at 6 o'clock. After about 3 or 4 sessions, he wasn't even taking afternoon naps. He had went in, his doctor had changed his medications around. He just felt so much better on all different levels. So those are the kind of things I see, is people being reduced off their medication, their physical pains going away, you know, diabetics that get their insulin shifted and it just reduces it. I also get a lot of emotional clients, emotional disorders and that kind of thing. What I have learned through, as I've been going through this whole process, is that the universe brings you people, brings you things that are parallel to you. And so I guess I'm more comfortable with
for better or worse,
stuff.
Huh?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that on a physical level, because I understand that the Theta works on both the, I don't want to say etheric level, but for lack of a better word at the moment, not only on the etheric level, but also on the physical. One of the experiences, my Reiki master, whom I met during one of Viana's classes, had a grandchild who had rickets and his legs were bowed. And she went through and worked on the 4 quadrants and was able to get his legs straight over a period of a year. And the doctors had given up all hope. And she worked on him maybe twice a month with process. And it's a wonderful testimonial.
That was through Reiki?
Wow.
No. She was my Reiki master, but I met her through when we were getting training through Viana.
Oh, very good.
And so when I was talking to her later during, because I was taking a class with her and that's how I met her, but when I was talking to her later on, she had been saying how that had really helped her grandchild.
Yes.
You know, so how did Viana discover this? See, like you were saying, she just basically was getting divine messages and guided to the whole healing modality just through her spiritual guidance that she was receiving?
Viana's story is a miraculous one. It started back
yes.
in 1995, and
mm-hmm.
she's located up in Idaho Falls, and
mm-hmm.
At that point, she was working for a naval base up in Idaho Falls. Now, do you have any clue why there would be a naval base where there's absolutely no water?
No, you know, I've never, anybody who can figure that one out and let us know, we'd really appreciate it.
Well, the reason why is it's a nuclear base, and so they do
uh-huh.
a lot of testing up there. And so she was a security guard at the time, and her leg started to swell up, her right leg, her right femur. And it would swell up and be very painful, and then it would go back down. And over some time, she ended up finding out she was diagnosed with bone cancer. And she ended up having, it just kept getting worse and worse, so she ended up having to lose her job, so she was no longer a security guard. And they had at one point given her the diagnosis that she only had like 6 weeks to live, and that they actually recommended, just to buy her a little bit of time, that they amputate her leg. Well, she was a single mom of three children, and I think they were all under like seven. They were very, very young. And before she had been a security guard, she had always been a naturopath, and she had been like on a holistic path, but never practicing any healing or anything like that. And so, and one of her former husbands had been a hypnotherapist, and he used to love to hypnotize her, because when she was put under when she was hypnotized, she knew how to speak Hebrew fluently, and she knew how to do trigonometry, and she could never do any of that stuff without the hypnosis. And so she learned a lot about the theta brainwave and how powerful it was. And so as her leg is deteriorating more and more, she just felt like, listen, I'm not ready to go. I have to be here for the children. So she started calling in a whole bunch of different healers to come in and try different things to work on her. And it would get a little bit better, but nothing really healed it all the way. And at one point, she went in to get a reading done from a psychic, and I don't know how it all happened, but the psychic must have realized that she was pretty psychic herself, and gave her the ring that she was wearing, the psychic gave her the ring to do a reading on the ring, and I guess Vianna just was able to just give her this profound reading, and so the woman encouraged her and said, "You should do this." So Vianna decided she also was a masseuse. So she was just trying to make money, to put money on the table for her three children. So she started doing, she was doing masseuse work, and she was giving people future readings. And she actually started getting really popular doing these future readings. As her health is declining more and more, she's getting more and more popular. Everyone's coming in for these future readings. And so at one point, she was at, it was like a family gathering, and she had been, a naturopath, so she always had herbs, and she had done healings that way, or not healings, but, worked with herbs, and she had been doing a lot of cleanses, trying to heal herself, and she was at a family gathering, and her aunt showed up and was not feeling well, and it's funny because Vianna talks about how she was in so much pain and so weak, yet she had to put food on the table, so she would just continue to do these, readings. And she was doing like 18 to 20 a day, and it was very tiring for her, but she had to continue. So she was at this gathering, and her aunt came in and was complaining, and, in her mind she's thinking, if you knew how much pain I'm in, and, this is just a stomach ache. But she went in to talk to her aunt and realized she didn't have any herbs on her to help her. And at that moment, she realized, why don't I just, the process that I do for the future reading, why don't I go ahead and go up and command that this illness go away? And so she went in and she did that, and immediately her aunt was better. And the very next day, someone came in for a massage, and his back was really hurting him. And so she said, I'm going to try the same process again. And so she did the process, and that guy's back got better that day. Immediately, he walked out feeling better. And so that night it occurred to her to try it on her leg, but she had a lot of doubt because she thought, it's one thing to do a stomach ache or a back ache, but this is full-blown cancer. I'm on my deathbed. And so who knows why, but she, we have all these doubts or whatever. She waited like 3 days before she even did the process. And on the way to work one day, she said she's on crutches, trying to get to the office to do her readings, and she's walking through another store, and right in the middle of the store, she decided to go ahead and just do it. And so she did the process, And her leg had atrophied up and had shrunken. And so right before her eyes, it came back down and it filled out. And she still was walking on crutches. I mean, in her mind, she was very fearful that this was an illusion, that this was going to come back, that if she stepped on it, it would shatter, because they had already told her her femur was so weak, it was ready to shatter. So it took her many weeks before she really realized that this was real. So that is just one. And so she went back to the doctor, and she has MRIs from before and after. That is one of many times that Viana has done her own healing, her own instantaneous healings on herself. For those people that are like new to hearing this, many, many healers have the belief, healer, heal thyself, and or a death initiation. And so Viana has cleared herself, but she has healed herself from near-death instances like 3 times. And so we always, she likes to call it, you know, her experience, so that we don't have to learn it the hard way. We can learn it through her. But since then, it's been 15 years. She has written out this process, so it makes it very easy for all of us. Everybody can learn this. This is something that is a very easy technique, and I've heard people say it's ridiculously so simple that they don't believe that it would work. It actually does work. And so she's dedicated her life to getting the word out and teaching people this process, which is just fabulous.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, and it's so interesting. It just seems like there's just been so many people that have brought healing modalities forward, that they either, you know, they've had a loved one that very close that they ended up being almost pushed to the point where they had to, you know, knowing what they needed to do, and that, like you're saying, you know, even with that they hesitated, or they have their own things that they really just have to, you know, struggle through to just be in a place of just, you know, if you knew my story, you'd know that there was no way that, you know, it's not fake it till you make it. It's, you know, it's definitely something that I'm putting my faith out in front of me, showing you how profound these things can be, because it's my life, you know.
Absolutely.
That's the true story.
Is it like, it's called the wounded healer in most cases. It's the person that needs the healing themselves, that's on their journey to heal themselves, and as they go through the process, they heal others.
Right.
Really cool.
Well, and I think, you know, most light workers are basically there too. There's just been a certain level of trial and tribulation through their life, and then as they've looked through these things, they've really recognized on a certain level that, you know, we all have to go through that dark night of the soul, that really challenging time of our life when you just don't think you can make it, but yet, you know, you draw something, you just, like, you go to something deeper than yourself. You go to your source, to your God, and ask for that assistance. And just, you know, it's amazing how once we get to the end of ourselves, that, you know, that help is always there.
Now, my story is a little bit different. And, you know, Viana always says this, tell your story no matter what it is. So I don't have the big health story to tell. She said, you know, if you're sick and you've been held, tell the story. And if you're not sick, tell the story. So I used to feel kind of bad that I didn't have this big cancer story to tell. But it's okay. And knock on wood,
I'm glad
don't want
you don't
big
have a big cancer
story
to tell, okay?
You know, there, you can come into this line of work and be completely healthy on a physical level, but there's so much work that you have to do on all so many other levels. And so this transformation I have seen in myself is more on an emotional level, on relationships. I have had some health conditions definitely healed that some of them are too private to discuss, but stuff like that. And okay. And I thought someone had a question. And so, whether
I thought Gloria was just going, oh, come on. No, okay, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I did want to ask, but it was like, where can I did want to ask, but it was like, where can I interject?
Oh, yeah, go. I'm sorry. I need to take a breath. I apologize.
No,
okay.
I understand.
Go ahead, Gloria. No, you know, Marie, you're doing a marvelous job, and it's very,
don't
very
apologize.
Interesting listening to you talk. Yeah, very, very interesting. Go ahead, Gloria. What was the question?
I was going to be the heckler in the background for just a moment, because when you were saying that you felt bad about not having the story, and I was wondering, is your subconscious in alignment with your consciousness?
I'll go. You know, the beauty of this thing, this knowing this, having this tool of Theta Healing, is that every single day you get triggered, but you're aware of the trigger. So that means something that comes up that you realize that you need to work on. Now you either now you have the choice and the ability to shift it. So I'll go home and work on that. See if that's what's going on.
And then you get it with a bunch of other Theta Healers, you know, and it's just, you can't even get away from it. I'm sure, like, there's another one.
You know, and I have to say, I do want to say that, you know, it really is an amazing thing. Even when you do the work on yourself, I will never, ever, 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 ever forget when I did some work on myself. And the result was just such an amazing experience. It will go with me forever.
Cool. The things that I've had profound, you know, the things are like the sphere of heights that I had. It was crazy. And I remember we went to go see Joel Osteen at the Anaheim Ponds, and I didn't realize we were like in the nosebleed section. And so I'm trudging all the way up there. Now, I had already thought I cleared myself of heights. And so we go up, and I realize when we get, you know, as we're walking up, we're in the very last row at the very top. And I turn around, and I'm just in tennis shoes, so I'm not in heels or anything. And it's like a steep cutoff. I don't know how whoever created that place. It's like it's a five-story cutoff, and it's so steep. It's like if someone accidentally, you know, fell forward, they would, you know, keep going. And immediately this panic just went, you know, just covered over me. And I'm looking around in a daze and a glaze, and everybody else is acting normal. They're standing around, girls in heels, and just acting normal. And I'm feeling like I'm getting pulled out of my chair, like this gravity is just pulling me forward. I can't even speak to the people that are sitting next to me. All my friends are like, they can see that I'm in a complete panic mode. And I can't even talk to anybody. And it's just, the chair feels like it's only, you know, 3 inches deep. Like I can't even sit in it. And I'm leaning back and gripping with my dear life. It was just amazing. And so I knew the process at that time. But I was in such a panic mode that it took me about 10 minutes just to get into a theta brainwave because my heart was racing. And so I did the process, and I opened my eyes, and I felt better. And I started looking around, and things seemed okay. And then all of a sudden, I looked out, and I saw, like, how high the chandeliers were. And somehow that triggered me. And I realized this wasn't a fear of heights. This was like a fear of vertigo or imbalance or dizziness or something on that level. So then I had to go back in and do some digging work, and it was just a really difficult thing to do because I was in such a panic mode. And so I had to just, you know, once I got to Creator and do the Theta thing, it just, once I was able to finally calm down enough and just do the process, probably took about 20 minutes for me to do it. I finally came out of it. I opened my eyes, and everyone is just doing their thing, and the show had started, or the event had started, and I kid you not, within 20 minutes, I was standing up, dancing with everyone else when he was singing his songs, and I was completely amazed that I could go from one extreme to the other that quickly, and things like that. Or when also another thing that always happens with people is when you really feel like you've been violated, when especially people that have had abuses or bad things, traumas in their childhood, and there's just this hatred inside, and they're just feeling so angry. To be able to release that rage and instead replace that with forgiveness, that is amazing, because that energy is going to manifest into something dangerous if you don't release it. And so for that person to be able to, at the end of the session, reflect back on that person that has violated them so much and still have that memory. So it's not like we're erasing the memory. It just feels like it's someone else's story. The emotional charge is completely gone, and there's a bit of even compassion. They're not the doormat. They're not going to allow this person to hurt them again. They're just not going to carry this burden anymore. And on a subconscious level, on a cellular level, it has been released to Creator. You know, we call it Creator. That's God, Creator, again, energy, whatever your verbiage is.
So it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How cool.
That story in the stadium, that's your story.
What was that?
The story in the stadium, that's your story.
There you go. And I have many of them.
Everyone can understand the overwhelming fear of panic.
Yes.
And that's a great story to tell.
You know, and I tell people, especially my clients, or people that learn this and they're working on themselves every day, I think Abraham Hicks talks about a match list. It's so important to make a match list. And do you guys know what a match list is?
No, what is a match list? For our listener.
It's what they explain it as you're manifesting for things and something comes to you, make sure that you write it down because we'll forget. You know, we'll take it for granted. We won't remember the magic in 3 days. And that's what happens many, many times in healings. We kind of just, and this happens all the time in Western medicine. Someone can go to a holistic healer, but they're going to say, oh, it was the regular doctor that does it. And that's okay. But you know when it happens that it's what it really is. And if you have a match list, then you can look at your match list, whatever it is, an ailment or manifestation, and you can see the magic, and you can see all these instances that this has happened and remember all the things that have shifted in your life. And so it's really,
you know,
really good.
And as a healer, I'd like to add, as a healer, that when you work with people, if you get testimonials, at the time, because I worked with a lady who had a combination of many different issues, and it started out with, not a stroke. I've forgotten the name of it now. I'd have to go look it up, but she had had a small stroke, and it affected the muscles on her face and other aspects of her, in addition to childhood issues like scoliosis and things like that. And I went through and did a lot of work with her for probably about 6 months, and she called me in emergency situations. And when we did it, I asked her for some testimonials for some other reasons. And then later, when I was talking to her husband, she had started to go see a doctor. I mean, she was at the point where she couldn't drive. The muscles in her eyes were making her eyes crossed. She couldn't walk down the hall without running into the wall of the hall. And it was just really detrimental. And she was able to drive. Everything was straightened out. Her diabetes was going down. The scoliosis was straightening. And there were so many issues. And yet she did attribute it to the doctor and not to me, even though at the time it was happening and the changes that were happening, she had said that. So, yes, the people who are getting the healing forget. And it's very helpful to the healers because then they can go back and they can say, hey, this is what happened then. And you can remind yourself of how potent what you're doing is, because when you go through so many people and work with so many different individuals, you have a tendency to start, it's not that you forget, but you overlook the details. They kind of meld in.
Absolutely. And I will also say, in a theta brainwave, it's like a sleep-like state. And so the beauty is that I don't remember anything typically from a session. And so that's good because I don't need to carry all the stuff that I hear. But on another level, and it's also good so that when someone sees me later, they don't think that, that it's like I even remember what we talked about. So you can be clear that if you ever see me at a party or something, it's like, don't worry, I don't remember what we worked on. But it's true that, I do have a lot of testimonials on my website, but it is true that, one of the things I love about Vianna is she is so humble in our modality. When I say ours, this is my only modality that I know. So I don't know what other modalities teach, but I do think that most of them teach very similar in that we are taught that we are not the healer. We're just the facilitator. And so this is not coming from us. And so it keeps us very humble and keeps our ego out of it. And she also teaches is that we may just be a piece of the puzzle. And so if that person does give
their doctor the credit. Don't get offended. You know, it's okay that it all happened the way it was supposed to happen, and every person that comes is healed on some level. And so that's all you need to remember, and that's, you know, it just makes you feel better. But, yes, validation is huge, and, you know, it's nice to get that validation from your clients.
Well, and yeah, and I want to say that it's not so much that I had an issue because I understand how, you know, things go. It was more about when you start looking back at your within your own ego of your own presence, and I don't want to say about being there or performing it, but just the fact that you're able to hold the space and you start looking at your ego about what you've been able to do. And sometimes when you go through a sense of a lack of confidence, or, you know, as you were saying, that dark night, you go through those periods where it's like, well, what is this all about? Where am I, you know, and then you go back and you look at it and it's a reminder of the importance of the work that you are doing.
Absolutely. When those clients come to you and say, hey, you really made a difference, you know, someone that you didn't even realize that anything happened to because they, you know, they didn't have the time to write it out. But later on, in just in some kind of casual conversation, they mentioned, you know, how pivotal that session was, and it just shifted their lives so much on whatever level. It took the pain away. They completely healed emotionally. They forgave, whatever. It's like, wow, I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me. So it's cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. I wanted to go back to Dawn Marie's website real quick, just to remind our listeners. It's Desert Theta, T-H-E-T-A, healing.com. And she's got a whole list of all different kinds of things. We have an 8-day boot camp, which is the basics for manifesting abundance. She also has the basics for the Theta Healing Workshop that's in Palm Springs. An advanced Theta Healing Workshop. Manifesting Abundance is another of her workshops. We also have one called Intuitive Anatomy. That sounds really interesting to me. And then we have Disease and Disorders, World Relationships, and then a DNA 3 class. Now, what's a DNA 3 class? That sounds very interesting, too.
DNA is the last class. It's the class that you have to go through everything else pretty much to get there. What Theta is all about is just releasing our limiting beliefs so that we and realize that we're just all atoms and all energy. And if we can dissolve a tumor or shift things around because we're just energy, then we can do some other really powerful and fun things. And so DNA 3 is once we can open up our minds enough and release our limiting beliefs that have been carried for thousands of years from all our ancestors, once we're able to release those kind of things, then we're able to do some really fun things like telekinesis and bilocation. I don't want to tell all the secrets, but it's a really, really fun class. It's something that's only been out for about 2 years now. And but all of the classes, the basic, advanced, those are the starter ones. Everything is like 75% interactive. You could sit at home and read the book, but that's not what it's all about. It's about getting the work done on yourself. And as I said at the beginning, I did 1,000 sessions. It's not about how many sessions I've done. That's not what a good healer is all about. It's not the number game. It's how much time each person has worked on themselves. And so as you go through all these classes and workshops, it's 75% of the time you're getting work done on yourself. And we just go through different processes to trigger you and trigger the beliefs that you're carrying on any of these given subjects. So world relations is a really powerful one that helps you to realize that you've got a lot of hidden prejudices towards other people and countries that you've never even heard of before because your ancestors have done it. And it just it's so profound because once we could release prejudice and resentments of others, we feel so much lighter and are able to really to be healthier. And so each and every one of them, Intuitive Anatomy is like the psychic boot camp. It's 3 weeks long, and we go through every system of the body, and we release a lot of limiting beliefs in illnesses and diseases based in your organs, just just from stuff that may not even be your own stuff. It could be from the collective consciousness. It's just amazing. It's just all of these classes. There's 8 different practitioner courses that I'm certified to teach, and they're all absolutely wonderful. But the process is.
And what is a basic class like? Do you have to take them in that sequence that you listed them on your website, or can you just like pick one out depending on your level of where you're at for things for understanding?
You have to start with the basic and then do advanced. There are 2 of them. There's 2 of them that are electives that you still have to do basic and advanced. But there's one called the Manifesting in Abundance, and there's one called Rainbow Adults that you don't have that, you know, you could just do the basic for. But anything, the upper end ones, you have to go through the intuitive anatomy first before you can go to that level. So
okay, so you have the basic, the theta workshop, that would be just like, is that a 2-day or?
The basic and advanced are 3 days, and I've got one coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for basic, and then next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for advanced, and then in January I'm doing the first, the basic is 3 days, advanced is 3 days, and manifesting is 2 days. Since Palm Springs is a destination resort area, a lot of people fly in from around the country, and they want them back-to-back. But you don't have to do the full 8 days. If you're local and you just want to do the basic and then in a month or two do the advanced, you can do it like that as well. So however your journey is, you can do it any way that you wish.
Okay, so if somebody's interested in Lydia, you know that they want to start the program right away, should they go ahead and just go to that Tri-Theta, or do you have a phone number that you'd like to kind of have them contact or an email address?
Yeah, my phone number is 760-298-3730. That's 760-298-3730. Or they can go to the website. All those names go to the same thing, the Tri-Theta and the Desert Theta Healing .com. They're all the same. So Tri-Theta might be a little bit easier to remember. So TRYTHETA.com. And just click on Learn Theta Healing, and it will take you to the calendar and information on each one. But right now, the price is normally $500, and I have it down for $450. If you put in the coupon code Facebook, then you'll get an extra $25 off, so it would bring it down to $425. And with that $425, you're getting the book, Viana's book, the manual. You're becoming a Theta Healing, certified Theta Healing practitioner through Viana's website, and being licensed to use the Theta Healing name. And I know we're running out of time, but the biggest news for us is that Hay House just took us on, and starting in January, we will be in every airport in the United States, all 3 of her books. And so they just took us, they started the launch of all the European countries, and it's being translated into 25 different languages. So it's a wonderful time to become a practitioner, because once this hits mainstream, then everyone's going to need to know about it. And she has protected us with making sure that she has registered the name. So, Reiki is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but they didn't register the name. And so I guess from that situation, there's been a lot of, people that have taken it and, changed it around and stuff. So she wants to make sure that it's protected. So when you become a Theta Healing practitioner, you are licensed with that name. And those that say that they are, they're going to go through and eliminate them on their websites, or whatever that is, however that is.
Well, everybody's going to be flying the skies reading about Theta and just helping everybody heal. So that's going to be very, very cool. So we are down to our last minute. Again, I wanted to thank Dawn Marie for coming on. And again, another contact number for her if you guys want to go ahead and ask more questions about getting into her workshops would be 760-298-3760, or you can go to Tri-Theta.com. So you guys have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week. We thank again Dawn Marie for coming on, and I want to thank Gloria and Jamie. They're always wonderful our little co-host on here, and coming to the cafe, and thanks for hanging out and having a little tie with us tonight.
Take care.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.
All right, you guys.
Okay, have a great week. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.